that you can't trust a kiss. And now I've got one for every digit in my fist. Will someone tell me how it is that I got hit and you get missed?
Yeah, that's very nice indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah. They, you're pretty diverse, I understand. There's a lot of different stuff. I mean, the first song we heard wasn't at all like that song, and you got other songs that are...
Yeah, a little bit more up-tempo, and the new stuff, I mean...
Some rockin' stuff, and some...
I've been told, though, Pete, actually, from Shooting John, I sent him to my MySpace. If you go to my MySpace, just myspace.com/katyonke, you can see a video of one of the songs we did last Sunday.
Right, yeah.
It's called the knife song, and it's like, get me a knife, and you know, like, it's totally not this.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, check out my video and tell me what you think. And he politely said, I like it when you sing like more like an angel, you know. And so I said, okay, but just let me have a couple angry songs, and then I'll sing sweetly. But you know, if I'm not going to write a sweet song about something that makes me mad, so
right.
But I don't know.
The diversity, is it a bad thing? Is it something you grow out of as you become more comfortable with one particular thing?
Or I think it's actually, I don't know if it's even like diversity so much as just like, because I wrote the songs over such a long period of time,
right,
that there's this progression, and then when you put them all together, you change the order around, so it looks like they're, you know, mingling, but it actually was more like a.
So you go through one phase and then a different phase.
Like seriously, the difference between my first album and this one, and then between this one and what the next one will be like, it'll be significant. Like, you'll be able to see. So I don't know if it's diversity so much as just growth, but I think I'm sort of coming more into what I would like to be doing. I started out writing very, 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 very folky stuff because it was just me and a guitar. I didn't really know how to play, and I'd been classically trained, so I was writing a lot of chords in it, and then I've been trying to sort of simplify it, and not only simplify the chords, but also simplify the words, because it was just so cryptic. Like, the first album was so cryptic, you know, you'd really have to ask me what I was talking about to get to really understand it. So this one, like this album, None of Those Things, is sort of like the next step in that. So
are we getting simpler?
I don't know if we're getting simpler or if...
More to the point?
More to the point. Whereas before, I thought I was being more to the point because I thought I was saturating it. You know, like, I was just like, this is the point, and I'm going to say it over and over and over again, but in a bunch of different ways. Whereas now, it's like, I'll just say it more simply, and people can take what they want out of it instead of not knowing at all what I'm saying. So.
And I mean, as a listener, that's what I like. I like a simple song that I can understand, and that sort of affects me in a certain way. I'm
but you don't have to use a dictionary.
Yeah,
to
even though I do have an English degree, I'm not very good at analyzing things, so I have no idea what's going on sometimes.
Yeah, no, I think the way things are going is how I want to go. So
we have a caller. Should we just have some fun?
Okay, let's hear.
All right, let's have. You're gonna need headphones though.
Oh, which?
I don't know. Just here, take this.
Okay.
And this. All right. This is live radio at its finest. Let's try this. Oh, now
what
they hung up. You see that?
That was such
after
a
after all that trouble, build up, and then there's nobody there. If you want to call and talk to Kat Yonke,
yeah, dude, that'd be like my first, you know,
269-8636-269-UMFM. We'll put you on the air if you want.
I'll talk to you.
Yeah, sure.
If you're lonely, we'll talk to you.
Yeah, it's like therapy. I mean, even if you don't want to talk about music, if you just want us to
counsel
you on your
about
problems.
That? Yeah, I could do that. How do you feel about?
We're very insightful people.
Does that sound genuine? Sincere?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
That's good. I emphasize feel.
I see a whole other avenue of, you know, if the music thing doesn't work out, you could...
I could go that way. I could write songs about other people's problems.
Sure. Hey, if you got...
Give them to me.
Got a good suggestion.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. I don't know if I could do that.
Why not?
I don't know. I could try.
Let's talk about these guys you play with in the band these days. You got a smoking band.
Oh, they're definitely smoking.
Where'd you find these guys?
You know, here and there.
Well,
one guy was living on the street. Another guy was, I don't know.
You got Joe Curtis playing guitar, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love Joe Curtis. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely an amazing find. He brings a lot.
From, of course, the Joe Curtis Band. He used to play with J.P. Ho. He plays with...
he's played with Jody King.
Jody King, yeah. All kinds of people.
Yeah, he's great. And it seems like he really knows sort of what a song needs, you know? And it's rare, I think, to find a guitarist who will play less to focus on what needs to be highlighted.